The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hey! Hey! You! Stop staring at me! I thought I just told you to stop staring at me. Look, will you please leave me alone, you strange-looking bot? Look, if you don't stop staring at me, I'll have to get rough, fat boy.
Who in the 12 galaxies are you talking to?
That big, ugly-looking rust bucket who keeps staring at me. I mean, have you ever seen anything so rude in your whole life?
Is everyone on this cargo vessel 12 positrons short of a dozen? Have you lost your marbles or what, young butt?
What do you mean?
I mean, you dim-witted, maladjusted windbox, that there is no one here in this corridor except you and I. No one.
Seriously?
Quite seriously.
But I clearly see him. He's staring at me. He is bull-faced and staring at me. I mean, look at him. He's ugly, smelly, rusty, and decidedly fourth class in the looks department. I mean, he's hideous.
And you think he's where?
Directly in front of me. Can't you see him? I mean, I know you're old, but are you blind as well, Squeak?
Let me get this straight. He's directly in front of you?
That's what I said.
Is he maybe about 5 feet or so away?
Yes. Now you see him, too.
Oh, I see him all right. And you are quite correct in your description, young bot. Quite correct.
Vindication at last. Now, will you please make him stop staring at me?
Easy as pie.
But where did he go?
You half-brained idiot. Don't you realize you were looking at a mirror?
A mirror? Are you quite sure?
Yes, of course.
I didn't realize we had a mirror bot on board. You just committed murder.
Oh, for the love of... Look, it wasn't a mirror bot. It was just a mirror someone left lying about in the corner. You were staring at yourself all along, Zimtron.
I'm sorry. It won't wash, you know. That will never stand up in court. They'll hang you for sure for committing botticide.
Oh, I don't believe it. I'm going away now, and don't even think of following me. And if you see me again, don't look at me. Don't even talk to me for the rest of the trip home. Got it?
Oh, I've got it.
Good.
It still won't save you, you know. Your goose is cooked, old-timer.
I have to go now, before I really do commit a boticide.
Yes, you are listening to Robots of the Company, Season 1, Revisited, Episode 3, Rover's Ball, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Did you see what just happened?
That can't be good.
Are balls supposed to do that?
What's going on in here?
I don't believe it. The dog's only gone and bounced his ball up his
Up his rear compartment. Go on, say it.
I'll decline your kind offer if it's all the same to you. Is there some sort of procedure to deal with this?
Somebody will have to go in and get
it. Go in? You mean... Oh, no, my laddie. I'm not doing that. I volunteer Zimtron.
Oh, no, I'm not touching that.
Well, I don't think Rover can go and get it now, can he? You're the chief administrator, Putch. Why don't you do it? And what about Shinwine?
It's my job to assist Putch in his supervision of this operation. Yeah, that's it. Which means I don't have to get my hands dirty. Right, Putch?
I don't believe this.
Look at the little guy. I think he's gone into shock.
The poor little fellow. What can we do for him?
Mechanto?
No. I may be as thick as a bulkhead, but I'm not touching that. Uh-uh.
No. I mean, where's that cousin of yours? Yeah, that's it. He'll do it. He loves the dirty job.
Briscoe's not here.
Don't look at me. Besides, the union statement I signed over 50 years ago clearly stated that as a maintenance drone, I never have to stick my hands up where the sun doesn't shine.
Oh no, don't even think about it. I am just an ice pick electronic.
Union or not, looks like you're up, Squeak.
Well, go on, Squeak. Let's see you do it.
Yes, Squeak. Do your gerbil impression.
Not on your life, matey. I'd rather go mop the floor in the men's bathroom on the command level for the next year. Besides, I thought I told you never to speak to me again.
Murderer.
Right. That's it. I've had about enough of this. I've been informed that there are about 400 light bulbs that need changing way down on deck 132. It should take me about 4 years to get there, replace the bulbs, and then return to this deck. That should give Zimtron time to develop his personality, and time for you lot to solve this problem. I'm off out of it, and good riddance to the lot of you.
Today, Robot News with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzard. Hello, I'm Fizz Gizzard. Today, in Robot News, have you had your oil changed? Also, what's up with gravity? Why does life weigh you down? In other news, it has been reported that there has been an accident aboard the Titan 1. When contacting the company to inquire what the heck happened, we were told to off. We go live to our correspondent, Frag Meltdown, on the scene. Take it away, Frag.
We have been told, Fizz, that the situation is a delicate one here aboard the Titan 1. It is unknown at this point exactly how things will turn out, but I can tell you things are pretty dim. Yeah, pretty dim.
So, Frag, what more can you tell us?
Well, what can one say in these situations, Fizz? It's just one of those things, you know?
Come on now, Frag, come clean. You're nowhere near the Titan 1 now, are you?
Well, if you really must press me on it, then no, Fizz. I must admit, I am not. I am actually, at this moment, on a tropical beach, luxuriating in the sun, chugging down one of those chilled tropical drinks with the little umbrella stuck in. You know the type. You see, you big, ugly tan box, Fizz Gizzard, I am on my holiday just now. So with that said, off!
What an utterly fascinating report, as usual, Frag. Thank you. This is Fizz Gizzard. This has been a Robot News Update. Join us for more whenever!
Did somebody call my name?
Briscoe, we have a Phase 1 emergency.
Oh, I see the problem. Oh, I love my job. One ball coming right up. Got it.
That is just disgusting. Oh, poor Rover. He's passed out.
I think it must have been too much for him, poor fellow.
What? It's just a little bit messy.
No, not that.
What? What's everyone staring at?
No, no!
Oh, the ball. Well, easily cleaned. Zimtron?
Uh-uh. No way. Keep that away from me.
The wrong what? Oh.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, Season 1 Revisited, Episode Number 3, Rover's Ball, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Old Squeak, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Kay Wu as Shinwipe, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Macanto, Joe Thomas as Pudge, Jim Barber as Sphinx, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Fizz Gizzet and Frag Meltdown, with Kyle Boers as Briscoe. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Firstcom, with additional music provided by Kevin MacLeod. The associate producers were Kay Wu and Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com, so join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is all. Now, back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. We were rather disgusting during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time for a lost episode of Robots of the Company. Yes, next time it's an episode you've never heard from Season 1. A lost misadventure we like to call Rebel Without a Clue. Until then, I'm the Creditor. What else needs to be said?
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.